I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri. Brought to you by Mighty Taco. Mighty Taco would go great right about now. By Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes. And by Dent Neurologic Institute, developing solutions to neurological problems faced in our community.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Frank Wolf, Roger Weiss, Francis Beck, and Tom Prince here, all from Western New York Athletics. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Thank you, Roger. Frank, Roger, what were we doing at the, and Francis, what were we doing this date last year?
June 16th of 2017.
Yes, we were all together.
Is that what we were just talking about before we came in?
Exactly. We're at the Bisons game. Wolf Insurance had the suite at the Bisons game, and we had a great time.
I should have known it had something to do with food.
Yeah. It was on Facebook. You have the memories thing, and it popped up today, the pictures of the game, and because I brought a couple of friends of mine. And saw the pictures of the fireworks, and Chip and what's the other mascot? It wasn't Blue Buster.
Cheese? Wasn't Blue Cheese or Celery?
No, you're talking about the mascots that wear the Bison uniform.
Buster Bison, Chip.
It's not Buster Bison?
It was Chip and another one, but it wasn't Buster. And so I got a picture of the kids with that, and they thought that was great. Of course, Nicholas liked all the chicken wings and hot dogs that he could eat, and he was asking me, Dad, are we going to have the same thing? I don't know, Nick. We're going to find out.
July 6th. It's actually WNY Athletics night at the ballpark.
Nice.
So we'll have some friends of WNY Athletics will be out there, some award winners from throughout the year.
Of course, when you asked the question, we should have known it would have been food-related. Shame on me for not moving that to the priority. Well,
there are fireworks, too.
It usually is. And there's some another theme going on that night. I forgot what it was. I think Conehead Night or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's Conehead Night, yeah.
So everybody can go around with the Conehead. Who needs a beer?
He's the best.
You got the Conehead Guarantee. Get a warm beer from me and you drink it for free.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. Why? He's done that since 1980.
I don't doubt it.
He goes back to... last year, maybe two at the rock pile.
Right.
And the only reason I remembered, there was a foul ball. It landed. It would have landed on him if he didn't have that cone on. And, I mean, I was high up in the things, and I heard that noise when that ball hit that cone. I thought the guy was dead. He turned around. He looked at everybody and smiled. He has been doing this for literally 30-plus years.
Long time.
He's down to probably one or two cases. Back in the day, he used to carry three and four at a time.
He was in demand, big demand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he cut me and my friends off at a Bison's game once.
It's legendary.
Legendary indeed. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Tomorrow is your day, so you'll get your tie and your bag of popcorn because you're pops or
polo shirt.
Let's see, what was the one I got last year? Rock, Dad rocks. You know. Meanwhile, Mom gets a new BMW. everything else.
By the time you get done spending for Mom, you don't have any money left to spend
for
on
Dad. Yeah, exactly. and we're still supposed to go out there, cut the lawn, and do everything else that we do. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for all that you do for your kids involved in sports. We really appreciate it. Guys, today we're going to kind of get into your Western New York Athletics All-Star Baseball team. What are you guys calling it now?
All WNYA.
All right.
Is that it? Well, it's not the Western New York.
Frank, you're the head cheese on this.
I'm going to defer to Tom Prince on this. He's done an incredible job all spring putting you know, recaps, you know, the guys with three hits in one game, four RBIs.
I just want to know.
Tom did an exceptional job all year.
I just want to know. Oh, yeah, news and notes. I'm sorry, Raj.
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Besides the garbage plate.
Well, yeah, I had one on the way home.
They were in town. Did you see they were in town yesterday?
No. Anyway, three things I want to bring up. Number one, News Prep Talk announced their Athletes of the Year. Co-Athletes of the Year for the boys, Matt Meyer and Justin Johnson from West Seneca West. Girls, the Prep Talk Athlete of the Year is Kayla Blass from Sacred Heart. She plays field hockey, ice hockey, and lacrosse. She is going to Northwestern for field hockey. Have a little problem with this. My contention is if they can have a co-players of the year in the boys, why can't they have it in the girls? Because there's a most deserving young lady from Dunkirk High School. Her name is Emily Hanlon. Bad news is she's not a three-sport star. The good news is she's a four-sport star at Dunkirk. Her third sport, if you want to call it, is soccer. I'm sure there's a lot of college soccer coaches that would love to have her on the team. She runs indoor track. She went to the States for indoor track and the high jump. I don't know if she made it in the States in the sprint. In outdoor track, she made it to the not only made it to the States, as we speak, she is in North Carolina in the Nationals for the high jump. And Anthony, can you guess which of those sports she's going to do in college?
No.
None of the above. She's going to the University of Tennessee to play softball.
So she's a five-sport athlete then.
All right, I give up. What's the fifth sport?
Well, indoor and outdoor are technically two different sports.
Yes.
Soccer and softball.
Soccer and softball.
Oh, that's I thought she played basketball too.
She probably could if she wanted to. She's one of those people if
show off.
If she decided to show up at tryouts one day for basketball, half the girls would probably break her legs because they know she'll make the team in a heartbeat. No. And by the way, I told you Tennessee, so I have a little problem with that, but I want to at least give her a shout.
I can see why they did that for West Seneca West.
They were on the same school.
Yeah, I mean, Matt did a tremendous job in football. They both won a state football title, but Matt took his hockey team. He was a catalyst on that hockey team. They went all the way to the state finals, and Justin...
In
he
basketball.
Was just fantastic.
Probably
on the
runner
basketball
up to
court.
Greg Dolan for player of the year.
Yeah, so I could see why they did that. I'm not going to beat him up. But definitely, I agree. If you did it for them too, the year Hanlon had.
And it's a bug of mine, and I cannot prove this, but
you know,
it's the Southern
Dunkirk.
Tier, small school, does not get the love that I feel they deserve.
Nail on the head. You just hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Also, speaking of track and cross country, a year ago we had a couple of girls graduate from Nardin, Anthony, Danielle and Gabrielle Ori. At the Ivy League championships in track this year, Danielle finished second in the 5K and second in the 10K, in which the 10K was the first race she ever ran, first 10K ever. Her sister took third in a 3,000 steeplechase. And then 2 hours later takes third place in the 5K. Ivy League champions. Oh, by the way, Danielle, academic All-American 4.0.
That's outstanding.
That's crazy. Both of them ran in the NCAA regional. And by the way, they're not teammates. Danielle goes to the University of Pennsylvania. Gabrielle goes to Cornell. How crazy is that? Graduates a year past of the good track and field and cross-country program at Nardin College. We never give them enough acknowledgement. Finally, softball. I just want to say Section 6 girls softball is still the sport. One state champion, one runner-up, two other de facto runner-ups because the team that eliminated them went on to win the state championship. Congratulations to the Chautauqua Lady T-Birds, Thunderbirds. And the one I really feel bad about, Anthony, is Lancaster High School. They lost to Victor 3-1, basically on a swinging, what turned out to be a swinging bunt where they couldn't get the force play at home plate. Victor goes on to win the state championship. That could have been Lancaster were it not a simple... Come on, guys. Give me a break.
What? He sneezed. I'm doing it. God bless you. I'm being polite. Oh,
talk about throwing me off my game.
If this was on Facebook Live, we'd get a ton of
hits. But anyway, congratulations to all our softball players. I had a good time down there at Moreau Park in South Glens Falls. And, of course, topped it off on the way home with a GP.
Yeah, and you didn't bring me one. That's jive.
I know.
Yeah, but you get yours.
Right, your wife knows that I've been spinottying for a, which means crave.
Hurricane Francis, didn't you tell me that Anthony wouldn't even share one hot dog with his brother?
Well, I made them. He didn't make them. I did.
Payback's tough, Anthony.
Oh, man.
That's for your brother, Mike.
Tough room. There's tough room in here. Francis, you had track information for us.
Well, in case you guys didn't know, it's kind of a sad day. The 2016-2017 year is officially over last weekend. So, as we alluded to, softball and track and baseball championships were last weekend.
It's 2017-2018, Francis.
No, that's next year. Oh, wait. Oh, you're right. Oh, jeez. I'm losing track of this.
You're old, dude.
I was going to say, what did I do, a dream? This is 2018.
Hey, I'm trying to forget 2018.
We're going to have to get to one of the old-timers like Markell.
Yeah, where's Markell when you need him?
Straight.
Go ahead, buddy.
So we had three, obviously Roger said, we had Chautauqua Lake softball won their first state title in school history. And in track, we had two state titles, too. Cheektowaga's Jalen Moss won the Division II 100-meter dash with a time of 12.31 seconds. And then Lancaster's Don Sorgi won both the public school and federation meets. He won the federation title with a throw of 60 feet, 8.25 inches in the shot put.
Cool.
Other notables, Orchard Park junior Jenna Kern placed second in the Division I 200-meter relay, or 200-meter dash and 400-meter dash. Speaking of Lancaster, we have some more signings. Speaking of Lancaster softball, Maddie Pepke is going to be going to St. John Fisher, and Olivia Kincannon is going to UB. And from Sweet Home, we have signings from Jordan Chattel to Canisius and Matthew Simonelli to RIT for swimming. And then in field hockey, we have a commitment from Riley Cromer of Sweet Home. She'll be playing at Division I St. Francis.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Love hearing about the scholarship part. That's neat. All right, guys, let's get into – oh, did you have anything, Frank?
Real fast, our good buddy Jimmy Pernick, the AD at Mount St. Mary, sent these along. They've got some camps coming up, one for lacrosse, basketball, volleyball, and this one caught my eye, journalism. Mount St. Mary's, they got all these different camps coming up. Their number is 716-877-1358. Whether you're planning on attending Mount St. Mary's or not, still you can attend these camps, and they're fun, and they're very affordable. Give them a call, lacrosse, basketball, volleyball, and then this journalism one is really pretty cool.
That's neat.
Two new coaches announced at Mount St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah?
Soccer. Anthony Massup, the former coach from N-Trip, is now the varsity coach of the Lady Thunder. Is it the Lady?
It's just the
Lady?
Thunder.
Just the Thunder? Okay.
Thunder! I'm sorry, He-Man. Flashback.
And Joe Catalano is the cross-country coach.
Wow, that name sounds familiar.
Never heard of him.
Did you say Mount St. Mary is the Thunder, and the coach came from Niagara?
N-Trip,
so the Thunder and Thunder, he doesn't even have to change any of his logos then.
Catalano brings the lightning.
You may need to start this all over.
At least, Anthony.
Good morning, welcome to Inside High School Sports.
At least you groaned when Frank said that. If I would have done that, you'd have called security.
I would have. Francis, have this man removed.
Francis got off to a real bad start. Today in general, I sent him a text message at 8:15 this morning?
8:30, yeah.
Breaking news. I titled this text with breaking news. We're going to breakfast, 8:30.
Should have had breaking eggs.
So, he was all in a tivy. He's calling me at 9, way after I told him to meet me for breakfast.
Well, he pulled a Rip Van Winkle. He slept for a year because he thought this was 2016-17.
And then we walk into GR, And you guys had the thing for Sandy yesterday. 50 yes. years since coming to Buffalo. It was a great show, by the way.
It was a lot of fun listening to.
Yeah,
Joey Reynolds was in.
Tommy Shannon
called in. The fact that he dated Ann Margaret. Are you kidding me? Danny Navarrete was in. Jerry Rio. Phil Arno from WBBZ was in. And Mike Randall came in from Channel 7, and he filmed a segment for their 7 o'clock show. So I DVR'd it, but I was on at 7 o'clock, and, my kids are in there. And they come up to the scene where Mike says, and, Tony Caligiuri's been producing Sandy, for a long time, and my daughter yells this massive scream, "That's my daddy!" Oh, she went nuts. It was so funny. But thanks to Mike Randall. We had a lot of fun.
You had a lot of food.
Yeah, we had a lot of food, thanks to Ilio DiPaolo's.
There's still food out there.
Olson's Bakery. Wait, how much time to the break? Maybe I'll be right back. No. But we had a great time, and we celebrated 50 years of Sandy being on the air in Buffalo, started in KB, 1968. Wow. He's worked for KB, right here at WGR, 102.5, 104. I think that's – and that's in a second stint with KB that I got to be a part of several years ago, and that was great. And the fact that as 50 years, I've been with him for 21 of those years, man, that's a long time.
Yeah.
it's amazing.
Anthony, I caught bits and pieces of it. The one question I have, it was like an 11th hour hiring of Dan Jr., or he might have been out of town for –
That was with 104, the team that Sandy put together with Susan Hunt, Dan Jr., and I think Darren also.
Yeah. Well, Darren was, Deadhead or whatever
Darren
back in the
Deadhead,
day?
Yeah, Darren was Deadhead with Danny.
But wasn't...
And the mayor.
Dan Jr., wasn't he about to take a job, accept an assignment out of town?
May have been.
I thought I heard, it's... There was so much of that show.
There was
a
lot
recorded it yesterday. I really
well,
do.
It's you can go to it on
the
WBEN
audio
vault, okay. WBEN.com.
I just might do
and
that,
catch
but it,
it
just seems to me. And well, the rest they say is history because Dan Jr. now he's the Western New York
first responder.
Yes,
yeah, he's doing a great job with that.
Wow, really doing a good job with that. Very impressive.
You sit there and then, I'll look across and I'll see these guys and I'm like, what the heck am I doing rubbing elbows with these legends? And it blows my mind. And, and the day before, in prepping for the show, and I'm going on YouTube and I'm finding, Joey Reynolds, to give anybody out there, we have a lot of young listeners out there, you have no idea how huge KB Radio was back in the day, the most powerful station in the country, home to the godfather of rock and roll, George Hound Dog Lorenz, who essentially, he started rock and roll, and KB, and just the history behind it is absolutely amazing. So I was going through YouTube, and I find Joey Reynolds' theme song. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons recorded it. Are you kidding me? You got one of the top musical acts in the country recording an on-air personality's theme song.
Anthony,
that's how big they were.
To show you how powerful, if that's not good enough, when I got went into the military, and that was March of 67, I took my basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia. Then I went out for advanced infantry training out at Fort Lewis, Washington. And don't ask me how I ended up out there. A bunch of National Guards that were doing their 6 months active duty were at Fort Lewis, Washington. They were from Maine and Massachusetts. And as soon as we started talking, where are you from? And I said, Buffalo, New York. And they go, oh, my God, WKBW Radio. This is up in Maine. I guess the whole East Coast. That's how big KB
was. Well, a 50,000-watt station.
That's a jolt.
Yeah. I mean, they've heard reports of Vietnam. Guys in Vietnam were listening to KB.
Wow.
That's how, at night, when everybody else has to power down,
right,
that 50,000-watt signal travels the globe. It's amazing.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Well, I'll tell you, when I lived in Maryland – back in 07, every now and again I would cruise out of Annapolis towards D.C. and I'd get on the, I believe it was the 495.
Yes.
I could tune in to Sabres games. I could hear Jenneret and Lorenz calling Sabres games clear as day.
Hound Dog Lorenz did the Sabres game?
Oh, yeah. I remember
on
that.
Note, anyways. On that note, we're taking a break, and when we come back, we're going to go to Tom Prince and break down some of the best players in high school baseball. But I have a question. Are there any Cayuga Cubs on there? Am I going to see Giovanni Abzudala on there? Maybe Carson Smith or Connor Morris? Are they on your...
No. Could be some honorable mentions.
All right. We'll see. All right. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. Tony Caligiuri, along with Frank Wolf, Roger Weiss, Francis Beck, and Tom Prince, Western New York Athletics. All right, Tom, you've seen a lot of baseball this past year. While I was home recuperating, you're out there catching all the games. So you got, you're really dialed into the top players in Western New York, and now you've put together your list of some of the best. I don't know how you want to deliver it, go second team first or first, whatever, however way you want to do this. Lay down some names for us. Tell us who are the top players in Western New York.
I've done three teams. I know the... Buffalo News does two teams, but I've done three teams. You've got to remember, there's almost 100 schools that we're talking about that are giving kids into these all Western New York type teams, mm-hmm. right? So 100 schools, think about it. There's just one good player in each team. It's 100 kids competing for these spots. And listen, a lot of these teams have more than one good player on these teams.
Oh, sure. You look at a Will East, a Maryvale. I mean, come on.
You can go up and
Canisius.
Down. Exactly. So there's no doubt. So how I'd like to kick it off is, let's start off who I named Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and then we'll go from first team right down.
Let's do it.
All right. So Player of the Year, let's start it off. Cole O'Connor, St. Francis, is who our Player of the Year is going to be.
Hmm.
Cole O'Connor, 6.10 batting average in the Monsignor Martin division. I've watched him play in regular season as well as got a chance to see him play in the playoffs. Unbelievable bat. Definitely should be our player of the year.
One thing I want to mention, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. Monsignor Martin are not allowed to use aluminum bats.
Right.
Wooden bats. Yep. And they won the Georgetown Cup title. They swept St. Joe's.
Yep. No doubt. And there was just... Seeing him play this year was just, you can just see it was someone who stepped up, was unbelievable, will be a Division I player this year, definitely the which I thought was the player that took the one step above what everybody did this year.
Okay.
Coach of the Year. We've talked about him a couple times this year. Definitely took a team that we didn't think was even going to be one of the top teams competing in the area and was probably part of some of the most memorable games we've seen in Western New York. But we're naming Coach of the Year Jeff Helmbrick from West Seneca.
West Seneca.
So definitely, I mean, what that team did this year was just unbelievable. And you can just see it was something, the way that team came together, the way they came out of AA, they had some big wins in the AA conference, then come down to beat teams like Grand Island and Hamburg in the playoffs. It was just an unbelievable run and someone that you had to recognize this year.
Sure.
They must have had some mega power points playing, getting 6 points, six power points for every win in their division games and all that, because they're a Class A school playing a Class AA schedule, basically. Yep.
And still didn't have the best ranking. I mean, they came out with a very low rank to be able to win some of those big games. So no doubt about it. So let's talk about now our team one. What I'll do is I'm going to just go through some of the stats. I do not do this a specific amount of pitchers, a specific amount of outfielders, a specific amount of infielders. I believe we're just going to put what the best statistical people that are out there to be on the first team.
So if you got 22 first basemen, so be it.
So be it, because they were the ones that did it. The one thing that all of them do is they all hit. Right. Doesn't matter whether you're a first baseman, catcher, third baseman, outfielder, you all have to hit.
The guy's hit.
What a concept.
Why didn't I think of that?
Brilliant. So let's start. No particular order, okay? So this is no particular order. Let's start it off with Ole Anne. Dylan Vincent with a 586 batting average this year. another Division I commit. Unbelievable year. Had a great year last year, and again, another great year this year. So our first one to be recognized on Team One. Second one I'd like to recognize from Lakeshore, John Wilson, 560 batting average. You heard me talk on the show, probably the hottest hitter in Western New York during the season. Got a chance to see him play against Iroquois, watch him go 3-for-4 in the Iroquois game, saw him on a multi-game hit streak, was an unbelievable bat this season, deserves to be Team One.
And bearing in mind, when you say a batting average 560, you can imagine what their on-base percentage is.
Correct. Yep, because there are times he had to have been walked and
you're probably talking around. Close to 750 on-base percentage.
Yep. Now we're going to go to the pitching staff. We're going to go John Goss over at DePue. Hey, listen to this ERA. 0.496 ERA. Unbelievable season that he had for DePue this year.
So that's what, not even one run every 18 innings.
You got it. You got it. Now, the next one we're going to also do, this person is definitely a multi-positional player. You could put him on for pitching. You could put him on for infield. You could put him on for hitting. One of the top players in Western New York. One of the leaders of Lancaster. Max Giordano, a 0.483 ERA in 29 innings. Another fantastic job by a pitcher that was out there, and as well as somebody who hit just shy of 400 this year to boot. Next one, now we're going to go over to Monsignor Martin in St. Joe's. Will Carlone, a 1.56 ERA and a 444 batting average in the Monsignor Martin division. Unbelievable statistics, and then another player that you're going to see go Division One. Next one, also from the Monsignor Martin, from Canisius, Jack Collins. Listen to this stat. 55 strikeouts in 30 innings. Almost 2 strikeouts an inning that he had. Hit 87 on the gun in a game this year. Unbelievable. We'll be going to SUNY Binghamton this year and is also one of our first teams.
Man, that's amazing.
Next we got here, coming from Roihart, Jacob Brunning, one of the leaders of the team. That was for Roihart, that led their team to the semifinals at the state championships. A 1.27 ERA in 49 innings. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to also add a 438 batting average to it. So, again, you can talk about being there as a pitcher, a hitter, unbelievable statistics, but you talk about a combo player that was out there. The next one, which will be the shock that not too many people have heard of this name, coming from Springville, Dan Robinson. A 508 batting average. I got a chance to see this kid play, and I got a chance to see him play after he had just gone 11-for-11 in three straight games had gone 11-for-11. I watched the last three where he had gone 3-for-3. Unbelievable hits. Also was one of the shortstop for Springville. Also went to the mound and was one of his top pitchers on the mound this year. Definitely somebody that people do not know about and deserves to be recognized on that first team. The next one comes from Orchard Park. Thomas Evans, the one you've heard me talk about, the Georgia transfer. Thomas Evans, a 493 batting average is what he finished with for Orchard Park this year. Again, a great job, great season for Thomas Evans. The next one, a name everybody will recognize, one of our drafts, that got drafted by the Major League Baseball, Charles Mack from Williamsville East, who with a 475 batting average this year with 5 home runs, unbelievable bat. No doubt the future is going to be bright. Can't wait to see what he's going to accomplish at the next level.
Great infielder, too.
Yep.
Great infielder.
No doubt about it.
Do you know offhand, has he made a decision whether he's going to go to college or sign?
I don't. If I were to give you my gut, I mean, I'll be shocked he probably doesn't sign just because it's so early in the draft. But I'm giving you my gut.
Well, I think I've heard that it actually makes more sense because of the signing bonus you get to go to the pros first. And for the guys who choose to go to college, they actually lose leverage when they get selected. This is what I've heard from people. So. Yeah.
Well, chances are they won't hear, in college they will not come up with the numbers that they came up with high school to these Because if they don't and they go to college, they go back into the draft the following year, do they not? And each successive year?
I don't think it's the immediate year after. I think it's a couple.
They have time.
I have to look that one up. Okay, let's continue.
Next one. We're going to go back to Lancaster again. Their catcher, Ryan Voigt. Unbelievable season. I think every time I covered a Lancaster game, he either had a winning hit, had a hit that was to tie the game, a hit that was to blow the game open, was unbelievable.
On a stacked team.
On a team that was stacked to boot. You even saw when I put down that he was player of the game at the sectional championships versus the Will East. I don't know if you saw the social media that came out. It was, this should be player of the year. This should be a candidate for the player of the year. I mean, people realize the season that he had, and mm-hmm. he absolutely deserves to be first team, no doubt about it. The last two come from Fredonia. Okay, listen to these
great
stats.
Great program.
Okay, I want you to hear some of these stats. Ready for this one? Seth Schrader from Fredonia, a .574 batting average. Ready for this? Hold on. .697 league batting average. Almost hit .700 in his league.
In league games.
That's like softball numbers.
I mean, unbelievable. And then the pitcher also for Fredonia, Derek Walters, 8-0, 41 innings, right? I only gave up 3 earned runs, 67 strikeouts, a .51 ERA, plus a no-hitter.
Man. Coach Gull's got it going on down there. No surprise. They're amazing.
You can see exactly why this was such a strong team to be able to be on Team 1. And the stats do not lie. What these kids did has
And they do this every year, by the way.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we saw last year there wasn't an average under .500 last year to make Team 1. And same thing happens again here from Team 2. But you'll see that the couple that are below a .500 average – oh, by the way, mixed in some pitching with an unbelievable ERA to boot to it.
Tom, how far did Lancaster go in the playoffs?
They lost the first round at the next round after sectionals.
Victor?
Yep.
Oh, but they did win the section.
Yes. Yeah.
So obviously, I guess Lancaster would be the baseball / capital of softball capital of Western New York this year because
Roger, they went 4-for-4 in the spring. Baseball, softball, boys lacrosse, and girls lacrosse. Okay, they all won sectional titles.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lancaster had a heck of a spring.
It was a sweep.
Well, especially
actually, heck of a year.
In girls lacrosse, it goes without saying. I mean, yes, they did have it handed to them by Frontier early in the year, but Frontier was down to Class A. Therefore, you know, Julie Buccieri, our friend from the Legends, you know, it's automatic just about for Lancaster. So congratulations to the Legends.
Yeah, unbelievable season. It's the same thing that we were talking about with the West Seneca West story, right? It's the story that Lancaster
every year it seems like one or two schools will have that magic year where they're just cleaning up in all sports. So it's pretty cool to
Lancaster
see.
Lancaster definitely had that year.
And we probably should mention Roy Hart, too, about successful schools, softball and baseball.
Yep.
And the guy from Victor, by the way, not to take anything away from Lancaster, their coach also won a state title hockey, and he's a Ken Maurice grad.
Interesting.
Name escaping me right now.
Anthony, did I hear a Kenmore West guy giving plaudits to a Kenmore East guy?
Frank's all Kenmore. It doesn't matter.
Slip of the tongue, huh, Frank?
I'll get this plug in next Saturday, 12 noon, Crosby, Kenmore West alumni versus Kenmore East alumni. If Ken East loses, Francis does 100 push-ups in the studio next week.
Well, I never agreed to that.
I tell you what, Ken East may have lit a fire under a Kenmore West alumni. That's all. I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to leave it right there. You might want to catch this game. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom, we'll finish up and talk about some more of the players from who had a great year in high school baseball. Don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11 o'clock. Keep it right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Trying to figure this one out, D. I'm not familiar with it.
It's Jack White. They were at Darien Lake back on Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with them. All right, we're back. One last segment, Inside High School Sports. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the pops out there who do such a great job being involved in your children's sports teams. And
stepdads, too.
What's that?
Stepdads too.
Stepdads too.
Father
that
figures.
That kind of goes. Yeah. Father figures. All right, is that better?
Little.
Now that we're being technical?
Yes.
All right.
More
thanks.
Of an open term.
Go back to your artwork, Frank. He's drawing pictures of Francis during the break. All right, Tom, let's finish up talking about some of the players here.
So that we already went through team one. Let's go right on to team two.
Yes, okay. Please.
Sean McKinney from Lockport, 491 batting average this year. Saw him play. Wow, what a big frame. Unbelievable hitter. Definitely somebody you're going to see at the next level. Alex Zulia, St. Joe's, 446 batting average, 25 hits, 20 runs, 20 RBIs, 8 doubles, 3 triples, and a .695 slugging percentage.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
You
holy cow.
And again, wooden bats.
Yep. Now another name which a lot of you recognize from last year as one of our top players comes back to Team 2, John Bender from Wilson, a .468 mm-hmm. batting average. Next name comes from Lancaster, a name all of you will recognize, Ryan Manziel, with a 1.27 ERA in 29 innings.
He's going to Brockport, right?
Yeah. Yep. Next one from Star Point, Joel Deloso, 5-0 record, 1.89 ERA, 42 strikeouts in 33.1 innings. Unbelievable season he had. Got a chance to see him pitch, too, in the sectionals. Great season he had. Next one comes from Roy Hart, Charlie Brunning, and that's it. It is the brother of Jacob.
Yep.
Charlie, a .432 batting average and a 2.44 ERA in 37 innings pitched. Mike Hartman from St. Francis, unbelievable season. Saw him pitch head-to-head against Jack Collins in the Monsignor Martin playoffs. Did a fantastic job this year, 4-0 with a 1.75 ERA. Michael Bryan from Clarence, our next one, a .460 batting average in the ECIC1 division, a great season from him. Zach LaPlante from Kenmore West, a .484 batting average this year, another great season. The next name you'll match, we got another brother-brother combo, Joe Mack, Williamsville East, with a .483 batting average.
He's like a sophomore or a freshman?
Yeah, freshman is what he is. Yep.
There's some young players out there that you have to keep an eye out for.
And the Mack brothers have a sister in between that is probably as good as their two brothers.
So here's a name most of you have not heard. Coming from Iroquois, Tyler Bird, a .513 batting average. Also known for golf, apparently, too. But in an unbelievable season, led the Iroquois team with a .513 batting average. Next one comes from West Seneca West, Patrick Cardenuto. A .475 batting average to lead that West Seneca West team that had such a fantastic season. And then to round out team two, we're going to go back to Olean with Zach Parr, who finished with a .579 batting average, an unbelievable season right behind Dylan Vincent. So, again, you can see a top to be able to make any of these teams. Next, we're going to go real quick to team three. Started off at Lancaster with Ben Damiani from Lancaster, a .448 batting average, another unbelievable season. Boy, I'll take this kid from a leadership and just from a standpoint of just being out there on the field. You want this kid on your team. Next one, we're going to go out to Maryvale for Connor Desiderio. 5 wins and 5 saves for Maryvale. Played the closer role for them, did an unbelievable job. Connor Desiderio has to be on one of these teams.
Absolutely.
There. Yep. Then we're going to go to St. Joe's. Vince Capolupo, St. Joe's, a .450 average, 27 hits, 22 runs, 8 RBIs, and was 14 for 14 with stolen bases to boot. We're going to stay in Lancaster, a name that everybody recognizes, one of the top pitchers in the area, Tom Benarski for Lancaster. With a 2.935 ERA in 31 innings, unbelievable, plus the perfect game you all heard about against mm-hmm. Jamestown. I'll take this kid on my team any single time. He's an unbelievable pitcher.
Why don't you just put that whole team on there? Yeah. Really, they had that kind of year.
You could interchange almost these.
Sure.
You know,
the same athletes we've heard of in fall at football and in basketball. Wow, what a year they had.
So the next we're going to go out to Niagara Falls for Trevor Genesee, Niagara Falls starting pitcher. Unbelievable season, a 1.21 ERA in 34 innings. Next one we're going to go is to Lakeshore, Nate Lockwood, 1.66 ERA in 25 innings, 4-0, two complete games, a 174 batting against average. This kid's legit. Watch him for the future. I'm telling you, 6'4 frame, unbelievable. I've seen him pitch since he was 10 years old.
What are they feeding kids in Lakeshore? I told Tom before the show, I was watching the 12U game at Cayuga the other day, and I see this giant of a kid walking in there. He has to be about 6'2", somewhere 210, 220 range. I thought it was a coach. I said, no, that's a 12-year-old. Get out of here.
You see the video on ESPN, the 6'10 fifth grader playing basketball?
I heard about it.
Where's that from?
Well, don't forget, Lakeshore had Brave Williams, 7'1", 400 pounds.
I thought that kid was a little soft, Francis. Wait till he plays a 6'10 kid or a 6'8 kid.
10-foot hoop, and he's what?
No, he was playing on an 8-foot hoop.
8-foot hoop, and he's like over 6 feet.
He was soft. Soft.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right,
Tom. No, you're fine. Next one, Vinny Sanami from West Seneca East. 34 innings pitch, 45 strikeouts. Next one comes from Nichols. Ryan Peterson, this kid was unbelievable in Monsignor Martin. Unfortunately, his team was on one of the weaker teams that are out there in the Monsignor Martin. But every time Monsignor Martin would play this kid and he'd go to the mound, they knew it was going to be a game. It would be 2-1, 3-2. He would shut them down. 447 batting average, a 2.1 ERA, 52 strikeouts in 36 innings. Unbelievable pitcher. Deserves to be there. Next one, Ian Evans from Wilson, a 1.14 ERA in 24 innings. Next one comes from Niagara Wheatfield. James Filippelli, a name that you've heard me say here. That Niagara Wheatfield team was something this year. There had to be representation from them here. A 2.8 ERA in 30 innings, plus a 452 batting average to boot. So he did it with the bat and on the mound for them. Next one comes from Silver Creek, their catcher, their leader. Unbelievable player. This guy's unbelievable. I love watching him play. From Silver Creek, Sam Mullen. Our next one comes from Cleveland Hill. Brett Kochanski from Cleveland Hill with a 491 batting average. And then our last one for Team 3 comes from St. Mary's. Cole Laskowski from St. Mary's with a 416 batting average. Right there are our Team 3s. Plus, we'll have an honorable mention, which will be on the website also. But you can see we have, for top 3 teams, some unbelievable players. Any of these players could be moved all around.
I'll give you a couple of players to watch in the future. Catcher for Maryvale, 7th grader. This kid is going to be something. His control of the game as a 7th grader is amazing. His form, everything, he's solid.
Yeah,
he's going to make the list.
A defensive player of the game in the sectional championships.
Yeah, he's
unbelievable, this kid.
Another one for Niagara Wheatfield fans, keep an eye out for Sean Watson. He'll be a 7th grader next year. He could do it all pitch field, and he could hit the you-know-what out of the ball. keep your eye out for those two.
We're in good shape, baseball-wise.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see a lot of names start coming out. And you could see us through Twitter. There was Max Yule from Portville, an 8th grader, threw a complete game this year. Was unbelievable. Hit one out as an 8th grader. You saw some huge stats all over the place.
What I like even better are the fields, the turf fields that they've put in the last few years. Ken West, Will East, Will North. I give them a hard time about the way they did it. But still, these fields are phenomenal. Niagara Falls.
In fact, I talked to Mark Laurie about possibly having, because we have the Mayor's Cup championship, whatever, in the falls with the different little leagues, Whirlpool, Hyde Park, Cayuga, and Midtown. He says, let's do a showcase deal at the high school. And I think he was open. He thinks it's a great idea. So if the powers to be that run the Mayor's Cup, if you guys are interested, Mark Laurie, Superintendent Niagara Falls, would accommodate us having some games there. I think that'd be a thrill for the kids.
Oh, no doubt. Anytime they get a chance to showcase themselves at the high school level and feel like they're on that same showcase, that same stage, it's an unbelievable for those kids. They just thrive in that.
Yeah, they do. All right, Tom Prince, thank you so much. Amazing job you do in following high school baseball. So much information out there. You're truly a treasure. Thanks to all you guys. And oh, go ahead, Francis.
Yeah, 43rd annual Lions game in July.
This last Wednesday of July.
Last Wednesday of July. They'll be having cheerleaders this year, a North squad and a South squad.
It's at Will South.
I think Roger and Frank should be on the game is at, on like cheerleading squad.
Is the game at Will South this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I've been telling people it's been at the Pews. So.
Right.
And the rosters are announced. They're on our website.
Awesome.
If you haven't seen them already.
Derek Kramer, thank you for producing. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. We'll talk to you next week with more Inside High School Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.